You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Did you know that you can miss the time of God's visitation? You know, so often people think, well, I'll know when God shows up. I will know it. I'm just going to be busy about different things. I know that when God shows up, He's going to get my attention. But you can miss what God's doing. It's amazing how many times God did things in the earth and people just missed the time of their visitation in their generation. It's like each generation has a time where God visits that generation. It's an amazing thing if you look back over history. Well, Israel missed a time of the Lord's visitation. As a matter of fact, when you think about this, that, you know, Jesus tells us this. He says, you need to watch and pray so that you don't fall. Well, I always thought about that. You know, I do understand watching, but it was like standing a prayer watch. You're praying and watch. But really think about it this way. Take your eyeballs, look around, and watch what's happening. Look at the scriptures of God and find out what prophetic things are being fulfilled in your day, and then pray about it. And then watch some more and pray some more. What happens is you won't miss the time of your visitation. Now think about this, that in Luke chapter 19, verse 41 through 44, you know, Jesus is speaking there. He says, when he drew near and saw the city of Jerusalem, he wept over it, saying, would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make peace, but now they're hidden from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up a barricade around you and surround you and hem you in on every side and tear down everything around you. Just tear everything down to the ground and your children within you, you and your children within you. And they will not leave one stone upon another in you because you did not know the time of your visitation. Think about it. It was the time of God's visitation. Everything began to fall apart because they missed the time that the creator of the universe was going to visit his creation. Israel missed it. We can miss it. People miss it all the time. If you go back and look at powerful moves of God, second great awakening, the Azusa Street Revival, you look at the Brownsville Outpouring, the Latter Rain, all these different things that happened. There was people that experienced those things, but most people missed those things. Even people in the church missed powerful moves of God. And so you can miss the times of your visitation. So right now, when you're looking at Israel, which is God's time clock, you can see serious things taking place. I mean, major things are taking place. In the last days, when you think about this, in the last days, look at Matthew chapter 16, verse 2 through 3. And Jesus is talking to the religious leaders here and he's answering them saying, he says, when it is evening, you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be stormy today, for the sky is red and threatening. And then he says, you know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times. We're like into some major fulfillment and prophecy happening right now. Perry Stone prophesied just in Utah, talking about there's so many prophetic happenings taking place that the angels of the Lord, the heavenly host is just moving and shifting and moving things around. The Lord specifically spoke to me about the Gateway Arch in St. Louis, Missouri. I talked about it in a previous program. God is just shifting things around and major things are happening, but I see people that are not even paying attention to what's going on. He's saying, listen, you can tell when it's going to rain today. You got an app. Yeah, you got Watson, the computer, sending out the Weather Channel apps, letting you know it's going to rain in 19 minutes. It's doing all the thinking for us. But he's saying, listen, you could actually tell what's about to happen in the natural if you just look at it. But he's also saying, if you just look what's happening in the spiritual, you can see though it's manifesting in the natural, that God's about is doing something major. In the times that we're in right now, this very specific time, I think of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He's the leader of Israel. He is an amazing leader of Israel that stood strong and began to do things that he didn't do in his first term when he was prime minister, that he said he would do in the second term. Prophetic, some prophets had said that, you know, he's doing what he's led to do, which is not split the land up and to be able to annex different parts of the land. And so he's annexing, you know, the Golan Heights, if you've been to Israel, you know, the Golan Heights is like a hill right over your head. And the adversaries, people who hated Israel, wanted the Golan Heights. But he annexed that in. And President Trump, the president of America, the greatest friend that Israel's ever had as a president, stood up with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and stood with him to take that particular land and say, declared it is Israel's. He declared that the United States Embassy that was in Tel Aviv, that's supposed to have been in Jerusalem, which is the capital of Jerusalem, other presidents promised it. President Trump promised it, and he actually did it. He moved it over. He said, that's out of the question. We're not going to discuss that. That's a done deal. I mean, you're looking at the West Bank right now, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu going through these elections he's going through and the tussle that's going on. We're such in prophetic times, but so many people are busy about other things. We've got to begin to pray for the peace of Israel. That's why we dedicate one program at least a week to let you know what's happening in Israel. The Lord says, I'll bless those who bless you, and I'll curse those who curse you. Listen, if you want to have a blessed life, you want to have a blessed church, a blessed business, find out how you can bless Israel. And I want to thank you for our sponsors and our partners to say, listen, I want to connect with you because I want to be a part of that program every week that sponsors and blesses Israel. Let's everybody know what's going on. These are amazing times. We have a president that's in office right now that's standing up with Israel like no other president stood up before. But yet everything's kind of in turmoil. People are wanting to threaten what's going on in Israel. But guess what? Our president backed up Israel, and one of the enemies of Israel and America, Iran, not the people of Iran, but their tyrannical government. I mean, it's an amazing thing that's happening in the church in Iran. It's just amazing. They just have a ruthless dictator-type government. That they were actually building a bridge from Iran to go over into Israel so they could try to destroy Israel and, quote, push them in the sea. They have mock aircraft carriers for American aircraft carriers where they fire missiles at them and destroy them. They say, death with America, death with Israel in the streets. It seemed like prior to President Trump, that Israel was going to be totally surrounded by people who wanted to destroy them. And they're still surrounded. But guess what? President Trump and America standing with Israel in a powerful way. Even Arab states, some Arab states are saying that we want to stand and support Israel. These are amazing days. This is like the worst case scenario for people that are adversarial towards Jehovah God, that's adversarial towards Jesus Christ, the Messiah, that's adversarial towards the Jewish people and the Jewish state. Because America is standing with Israel. That's how I can tell you, because that's taking place, God is not a man that he would lie, or the son of man that he would change his mind. He doesn't speak and not act or promise and not fulfill. God is going to bless America and is blessing America. But one of the significant reasons why is because we're standing with Israel unapologetically. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says it's the best friend that he's ever had in regards to standing together like this. Yes, it's all, you know, men can mess this up. But amazingly, what's happening is just prophetic fulfillment after fulfillment. Understand this. You know, if you watch the time clock of Israel, watch what's going on, you can find out what's about to happen in the world and the church. These are some amazing days. As a matter of fact, we get back from this break, we're going to go into detail, specifically what God says to about every single nation, that we're all going to be judged in the end based on one particular thing, and it has to do with Israel. Join us at the break, I'll tell you. So you think about the creator of the universe. Remember, he chose a people out of the earth, which we call the Jewish people, and he began to walk out his covenant, carrying that covenant with the Jewish people, committing to that covenant with the Jewish people. And then out of the them carrying the word of God to the place that they carried it to, as Romans chapter 11 says, that because of them, we're able to be where we are, grafted into the original branch. You know, Jesus, and it's just amazing, Jesus the Messiah. So you're looking at some powerful things being fulfilled, but God said this specifically about, you know, what you do with the land of Israel will determine how you're going to be judged in the last days. You say, well, I don't divide land up. You know, I'm not responsible for that. That's politicians who do that. But in America, the kings are the people in America. We elect government. We choose who's going to be the governmental leaders to make decisions for us. It's called representative government. So the decisions they make when you voted them in office or didn't choose to vote, that's your decision. But if you made an effort, you say, I voted for this person. This is a person who loves God, loves Israel, loves the church, whatever. but that person didn't get in, you've done what you have to do. But if you didn't vote at all, or you voted your pocketbook instead of what God says to do, you voted your preference versus like, you know, I want to vote for a righteous person or a person who at least listens to God or listen to God's advisors. Well, look, dividing the land of Israel is so important. Well, I think about some significant things that happened that, you know, during President George W. Bush's administration, you know, he was there with the Secretary of State, you know, working on parting and separating the land and had a plan to be able to do it. I forget what he called it. But as soon as he started doing that, a storm came and hit, I think it's Kenny Bunkport, Maine. It hit right there in his own home and literally began to tear his long family home apart there. And these things happen when we do those kind of things. And so if we split the land of Israel, God will split America. I mean, that's one of the words that was given by Pastor John Kilpack. The Lord told him. We had that on the program. As a matter of fact, if they can find that, we'll have that right now. But John Kilpatrick speaking on Jim Baker's show, sharing that prophetic word. But listen, this is what he says. He says this in Joel chapter 3, verse 2. This is the word of the Lord about dividing the land. He says, I will gather all the nations, that's everybody, and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. We could talk hours about Jehoshaphat. And I will enter into judgment with them there on behalf of my people and my inheritance, Israel, because they have scattered them amongst the nations and have divided my land. So you think about this. When somebody just says they want to divide Israel, they're not dividing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's property. They're not dividing the Jewish people's property. They're not dividing a political, the Knesset's party, the government in Israel. They're dividing God's property. That's why it's so important. When you stand with God, you go, listen, I'm not going to be a part of dividing land. And that still could happen. I mean, they've got some plans they want to unfold, but presently it has not happened. If anything, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is saying, listen, we wanted to annex in the Golan Heights, and they actually named a community there, I believe, called it like Trump Heights or something, named it after the president there because they're so thankful that the president acknowledged it. That's how powerful the American government is, that if American government says this is how it's going to be, that's how it happens. It's amazing how that happens, which means they could have said it many presidencies before, but they didn't. Secondly, now Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is talking about bringing in the West Bank. And if you've gone there, and Pat Hamilton and I have been there together, we were there praying at the Western Wall and touring Israel, praying over Israel, and just we love it. We'd like to go back again. As a matter of fact, we had time to go. But when you go to the Temple Mount was Mount Moriah. That's where Abraham was going to sacrifice Isaac. And God provided a ram. It's where Moses tabernacle. It's where the tabernacle of Solomon. Everything was set up there in Herod's temple. And so, but if you go there, you're so surprised. The foundational wall of the Holy of Holies is where the Jewish people pray at. But on top of where that foundational wall stops, it's Islam that has the top of that. And so it doesn't make sense. But Israel was trying to make peace because they had to fight in the 1967 war. They fought it. But they said, listen, we'll go ahead and let you have that property up there, right on top of where God's Holy of Holies, and that's where they have a mosque there. But some interesting things going on. As a matter of fact, I want you to show you, if we divide the land in Israel, God's land, this is what will happen. Listen to Pastor John Kilpatrick talking about it on the Jim Baker Show.
Madrid fault line, you had such a vision that it just shook your life.
It was a dream. I'm having dreams and visions, so that means I'm not quite as old as
you're middle age. That means you're middle age in Jerusalem.
Jerusalem's the issue.
And that the New Madrid, you saw it shaking. Could you just explain that quickly?
I was suspended over a river down by my house in Alabama. I was hanging over it looking down at it, and I knew where I was. I could see the river. But immediately that river just went like that out of sight, and you couldn't see the bank of the river at all. And then the scene changed, and I was taken to like an old ancient schoolhouse. I didn't know where it was, and I was running through this old schoolhouse, and my teeth were clapping so hard in the dream I couldn't clamp my teeth tight enough to keep them from clapping because the earth was quaking and bucking like a horse. And I saw a man in my church in front of me, and it was throwing him around like a rag doll. So I said to myself, it must be doing the same to me because I can't keep from my teeth cracking and popping. So then the way it ended up is I saw like an old map of antiquities, and it showed the name Indianola, and it showed Europa. Well, as soon as it was over, I called my wife in, and I said, Brenda, I was shaking so hard, I couldn't stop shaking. It was like I'd seen a tragedy in real life. I just couldn't stop shaking. So she held me for about 30 minutes, and I calmed down. So when we looked up Indianola and we looked up Europa, we found out that there was five Indianolas at one time in America, but only three left now. One was in Mississippi, one was in Texas, and one was in Illinois. But I saw, whenever that was over, I saw a line going like this way toward Europa. So I knew that it was going from the east to the west. So when Europa was in Missouri, and Indianola was in Illinois. Europa is just a small place in Missouri. And Indianola is just a very small place in Illinois. Nothing noteworthy about it at all. And I couldn't figure the dream out. So a pastor called me later that day, and I told him my dream. And he got on the computer, and when he put Indianola in and Europa, it was the New Madrid Fault. You could superimpose those two cities over the New Madrid Fault. So then it made sense to me that the Lord was showing me that New Madrid Fault was about to break. And listen, that room was bucking so hard. It was bucking exactly like you were on a wild horse. And you couldn't, my teeth wouldn't stop clapping. It was bucking that hard. And I said to myself in the dream, whatever structures were, they are no more.
Mm. Oh.
So I have believed that New Madrid is in the center of our country. And the Great Lakes are up top and the Gulf is at the bottom. What I believe I saw when that river went out of sight is I believe that the Great Lakes was busted loose and the water started draining down. And I believe the Gulf water started draining up. And that's why the waters went out of sight all of a sudden. I think it split America right in half. So what I felt in my spirit, and I can't prove this, I just felt it in my spirit. I felt like the Lord was saying to me, if they divide Jerusalem, if America has a hand in causing, if the Secretary of State or the President or whoever has a hand in causing Israel to divide Jerusalem and giving up that land for peace, I will divide America. Mm-hmm. And I believe that to this day. I can't prove that, but I believe that to this day. But I will say this. I will say this, and you can mark this down as a prophetic word. In the days to come, you're going to see earthquakes that will startle you.
Yes.
Because as sin increases, the land will manifest greater than it ever has.
And this New Madrid, I'm sure you've studied it since, the vision. I had no idea these two cities of the same name. You know, when you looked on that map, it had to shock you that, what was the year it shook before?
When the Mississippi ran
backward. Yeah. It was the largest earthquake probably in the history of America in the past.
It rang church bells in Boston.
Right.
That's how powerful it was. And that shook, and that river ran backwards. And if it happens now, that was not in modern times. You know, it was in early America. And so if that thing happens now, millions could die. You feel like maybe even all the bridges would go, and literally it would divide America for a period of time, and you couldn't even get across.
The train rails would be disrupted. Trains couldn't run. Trucks would not be able to connect because the earth would split. Mm-hmm. The waters would come down. So basically, America would be split in half, just like they would be splitting Jerusalem in half. But Jim, in the last days, the Bible never said that Israel would be the issue. The Bible said in the last days, Jerusalem would be the issue.
Mm.
When God brought the children of Israel back from the four corners of the earth, he said they'll never be uprooted. But he said in the last days, Zechariah made the prophecy that Jerusalem would become a cup of trembling to all nations, and that means the United Nations. And it said anybody that mishandles Jerusalem would be cut in pieces or broken into splinters. So here's what I would like to say. The next person that's elected president, or including this president, I just wish it was some way possible that the Holy Spirit could raise up a prophet mm-hmm. or a very influential minister mm-hmm. to be able to go in and warn the president in person. Mm. If you divide Jerusalem, it's going to destroy America.
Mm, yes, amen.
And I believe that the next man that runs for president, his greatest thing on his plate would not be the economy. It would not be jobs. It would not be urban renewal. The greatest thing that he would need to be conscientious of is, how am I going to handle Jerusalem?
So you're looking at, you know, that was spoken during the Obama administration, and you're seeing God answering that prayer by putting a man in the White House, President Donald J. Trump, who has prophetic ministers around him, who is giving him the wisdom to be able to know what to do and how, what to do with Israel, what to do with Jerusalem, what to do in America, standing up for the right to life, you know, the child in the womb, putting conservative justices who will stand up for righteousness on the courts. I mean, you're seeing that take place. And so you're seeing what Pastor John Kilpatrick spoke. He said, I wish the next president would have. Well, that God gave a president who favors Israel, giving him the ear to be able to hear those who are advising him, and he's taking that kind of advice. And we're seeing these strategic things take place. Understand, their plan was to divide Israel. If you remember, we talked about it on the program where they were talking about going back to the 1967 border lines. That draws right down the heart of Jerusalem and divides Israel. Our former president said we need to go back to the 1967 borders in Israel. It sounds like a whole bunch of words that mean nothing, but what that meant was drawing a line right down the border through Jerusalem, giving Israel undefensible borders. They could not survive as a country. But right now they have natural mountains that protect them, that give them time to be able to respond to different things happening to them. These are amazing days. If we divide the land of Israel, the Word of God says there, you'll be cut to pieces. And the Lord has shown what Pastor John Kilpatrick believes. If, in fact, we violate the Joel scripture that I read, divide the land, then God would divide America. Look how divided America is right now. We're coming out of 8 years of a president who literally could not, it seemed like he just, as a matter of fact, take a look at this. It's called Angry Birds. This is the previous president talking and responding to the Prime Minister of Israel about Israel.
You know, you said the other day to Jeffrey Goldberg in an interview that you plan to be around 20 years from now, yeah. Therefore you'll feel responsible if Iran gets nuclear yes. by then. And I just realized perhaps you plan to be many years more around, if only to postpone the moment that you become speak at the funeral.
That was one of my better jokes.
You enjoyed the punch, did
that
you?
That was a good joke.
You know, can we skip the part in which you tell me there's nothing personal between you two?
Yeah, you know, I will tell you this. I when I'm with Bibi, we have good conversations. They're tough. They're forceful. We disagree. But I enjoy jousting with him.
Did you enjoy the meeting? You remember the meeting 4 years ago here at the White House when he took the time to speak about some chapters in Jewish yeah. history? I could see your jaws locked.
Oh, no. I think I was probably just hungry and waiting for lunch. There's no doubt that Prime Minister Netanyahu and I come from different political traditions and have different orientations.
So you're looking at a president who was set against Israel, and since he was divided against Israel, what happened? A whole nation became divided. We have so many divisions taking place now, you can't even count them. So now we're coming out of all that division, the fact that we're uniting with Israel, we're standing with Israel, praying for the peace of Israel, totally supportive of Israel. That's going to make a big difference in our country. Just pray that God would give us the grace to walk out of the seasons of being adversarial to Israel. Because he says, I'll curse the nations, curse those who curse you, but I'll bless those who bless you. The greatest thing, like Pastor Kilpatrick said, about this presidency is what they did for Israel. This is an amazing day. I'm so glad to be a part of it. We love Israel. Father God, we just pray right now for Israel. We pray for a peace over Jerusalem, God, that you would protect them, give them wisdom, give them favor, Lord, in these elections to have your people in rule, Father God, and keep President Trump on your line for what to do, Father God, with Israel, God. Lord, dear God, we ask you, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to the same. And I'll see you in the VFNKB community.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.